Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they know they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and qualified career coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli, and it's my mission to help people make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hello. Today we are talking about a reason why people struggle with career change. They see their job as their identity. So the reason why some people struggle with career change is because they think, well, if I'm no longer this thing, then I'm not who I am. And it can make it really hard to then switch into something that perhaps would suit them better. Let me give you an example and explain it in more detail, because it actually is quite a complex area. So imagine you've got a lawyer, okay? The reason I'm using the lawyer example is because it's my background and I can really relate to this topic. So imagine you've got a lawyer, they've been practicing law for 5 years, and they start to have these conflicting thoughts. On one hand, they're thinking, I don't like this work. I don't enjoy it. Why am I here? I could be doing something else. But then on the other hand, they're thinking, well, actually, this gives me status. This is a well sought after job. I should be grateful. I've amassed a good amount of money from this career, and my family are proud of me because of how far I've come. Do I really want to give this up? But then I know there's something else I could be doing where I could be a lot more fulfilled. And this is the struggle that people really struggle with when it comes to their identity and their career and then wanting to change careers. Hopefully you're following me so far. Aside from my own experience, I've also done some research because I think it's really important that I'm giving informed information here, okay? I'm not just speaking from experience, I've done research. Psychologist Jana Koretz speaks about a term called enmeshment when it comes to careers. So I'm going to read you exactly what enmeshment means and then how it relates to careers and why actually it can be quite dangerous. Enmeshment means there's a situation where the boundaries between people become blurred and individual identities lose importance. Enmeshment prevents the development of a stable, independent sense of self. And according to the psychologist that I mentioned before, people can become enmeshed with their careers. Jana Koretz goes on to explain why this can become dangerous. I'll read some more for you. Having a career that forms the foundation of your identity can lead to bigger issues such as depression, anxiety, substance use, and loneliness. Wow. Being enmeshed with your career can be really, really difficult. I mean, people are experiencing mental health concerns as a result of this. So that's why I talk about this with such passion, because I don't want people to go through this, okay? So we're gonna deal with this today. We're gonna talk about how to separate a person's career and a person's identity. So the first tip is this. If you are someone who is suffering from any of the things that I mentioned before or anything remotely similar, I urge you to go and seek professional help. Someone who is qualified as a therapist, psychologist, anything in that space, because someone who's a career coach and only a career coach without any of these other qualifications will not be able to help you with this. If you have other things happening in your life that are serious or if you have mental health concerns, changing careers is very unlikely to happen because you need to deal with these things first. Now, I had people come and see me and I could easily see that there were other underlying issues that hadn't been dealt with. And what I did was I said to them, you know, is there someone that you're seeing? Because this needs to be dealt with first before we can deal with the career change. People don't get upset with that at all because they actually value the fact that it's been identified and they do want to go and get help. That's why they've come to a career coach in the first place. So if you are experiencing any of these things, please do go and seek help from the right person, okay? Because it's important, okay? All right, that's the first tip. The second tip, you are not your job. A job is something that you do. It's not who you are. It doesn't mean that because I stopped being a lawyer, I stopped being Crystal. No, I'm still me. I still have the same values. I'm still the same person. Just because my job has changed doesn't mean that I'm not who I am. So one of the first things that I learned as a career coach years ago was that people take on lots of different roles throughout life. Being an employee or running your own business is only one part of your identity. You are so much more than just your job. You are someone's friend. You're someone's child. You might be somebody's spouse. You're someone's partner. You know, there are so many arenas in life that you exist in, and it's not just about work. So just remember that. Remember that you are not your job. It's something that you do, and it doesn't define you. It doesn't define your value in this world. Okay? Remember that. Finally, review who you are. Review who you are as a person. Now, I actually have a career clarity guide on my website, varietycoach.com, where you can go get a copy of this career clarity guide, and it takes you through lots of different exercises around who you are. So what are your skills? What are your strengths? What are your values? What is your mission statement? You can work through the exercises, and at the end of it, you get a mission statement. So you know what you're about and the kind of things that you want to do. But it also gives you insight onto who you've become as a person over the years. So it's just a nice refresher to help you to recognize that you are more than just your job, that you have so much more value to add in lots of different arenas of life. Who you are can be compatible with lots of different careers out there, so don't hold yourself back. So remember, if you need assistance with your mental health, please do go and seek assistance. Number two, you are not your job. Finally, review and revisit who you are, because you could be compatible with a number of different careers out there. Now, I hope to catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition podcast. I wanted to ask you, are you where you want to be in your career? Well, if you know that you were made for more, then it's time to start getting clear on who you've become throughout your career and rethink where you want to go. Now, I've developed a free career clarity guide for you so that you can assess your skills, strengths, values, and mission to help you move towards the career that you want. You can download your guide today at varietycoach.com. That's Vorai, V-O-R-A-I coach.com. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends for more inspiring content.